This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson in Springfield, where J.B. Pritzker became the new governor of the state of Illinois earlier today. Among those in attendance here watching things happen was State Representative Dan Swanson. Now, Representative, thanks so much for your time.
Well, thank you. Thanks for coming down, Will. It's an exciting day here.
What's an honest Republican like you doing in what could ultimately be a Democratic Party pep rally here?
Well, it's always good to know what the opposing party's doing and to hear what their plans are to help us set the stage for as we start working together.
It was certainly nice to hear a shout-out to Galesburg in Governor Pritzker's speech and to the Gladfelters and Main Street Codes there.
Absolutely. It's good to hear some hometown words coming about in his speech.
And it's certainly an industry that the Gladfelters kind of felt that needed to be brought up more in Illinois, and that's, I think, kind of the thing that Governor Pritzker was kind of saying he'd like to see more of. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. I would agree with that point with the governor. It'd be bringing more business in Illinois and keeping the people here in Illinois and not seeing the mass exodus of 45,000 people a year leave Illinois.
That mass exodus, though, was something that that Bruce Rauner, as governor, wanted to try and eliminate, and he just never got it done. What do you think was behind that?
Well, I think the tax problems that we have and no budget for 2 years, the uncertainty of Illinois certainly comes into play, and just the tax situation.
Those were a couple of things that Governor Pritzker addressed. Do you think he'll be able to make good on some of what he said here today?
Well, he talked about a lot of new programs, and how can you not argue that we need to fix our schools and that we need to get our vocational education strong and our higher education strong and bring jobs. I'm concerned with the $15 an hour minimum wage is going to be tough. He talked about the new programs but didn't talk about the funding of how we're going to bring those about.
First, the $15 an hour minimum wage. It sounds like a good idea in theory, but it sounds like that could maybe hurt the business community, but would help the workers maybe.
Oh, that's true. It's such a double-edged sword. We'd all like to see a $15 wage, but what's that small business going to do that can't afford, that may have 10 employees hired at $12.50, $14 an hour, but you bump it up to $15 an hour. How are they going to be able to make ends meet? How many people may lose their job when we raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour? So something we have to be very careful about. It's a great idea, but it's one of those ideas that how do we actually implement it and how do we keep our small businesses strong?
You say, if not $15 an hour, do you see any room for compromise here or something that may help, or do you see something else needing to be done instead?
Well, I think once we shore up our small business and shore up the businesses, then I think the free enterprise will bring those wages up. But, you know, until we get the businesses expanding and growing here in Illinois, it may just be a slower process than what some may want it to be.
Talk about some of what you might have found encouraging or things, if any, that you might be able to throw your hat behind from what Governor Pritzker or Lieutenant Governor Stratton talked about.
Well, certainly when we talk about our roads, who can't agree that we need to do some repair on our roads? Who can't agree, as I said, about education? Who can't agree about growing Illinois? I mean, that's all good points. And I've already met with Lieutenant Governor Stratton, made a trip to Chicago to meet with her just to discuss some of the legislation I'd like to see move forward. So,
what'd you talk to her about?
Well, the main topic I talked to her about was, last year I had the Lyme disease bill passed. We're not done there yet. We need to move forward and provide insurance for all our Lyme sufferers here in Illinois. So that's going to be one of my major events or major pushes here at the Capitol. But, she was encouraging, supportive, and certainly understands what I'm trying to do. I also invited her to the district at any time that she wants to come visit Galesburg, Kewaunee Prison, just come to Illinois, visit the arsenal, just to get her down into Western Illinois.
Yeah, that was something that I heard in the last couple of days speak as maybe one of the best accomplishments, depending on who you ask, about things that Bruce Rauner did as governor, was that kind of shift in focus in part of the criminal justice system in that Kewaunee and, what was it, another prison were turned from other correctional facilities into sort of life skills, sort of rehab type centers.
Yeah, what an interesting concept. You know, we've had inmates who've been behind bars for 30, 40 years, and our phones have changed, our TVs have changed, and employment opportunities certainly changed from when they entered the prisons. But, you know, it's a great opportunity. I've toured there a couple times, and I've actually watched inmates on the phone with an employer who donated time to just do a telephone interview with someone to help them hone those interview skills. It's a great opportunity, and it's not those inmates, although they're incarcerated, they have to go through a process to be selected to come there to finish out their last 3, 4, 5 years of their sentence.
What would you say to, I've heard people say that, you know, once a criminal, always a criminal, and you can't really do anything to rehab somebody who's been convicted of a crime. What would you tell them about how this idea has worked?
Well, I think it gives the opportunity. There may be that mindset that, you know, the recidivism rate coming out of Kewaunee Life Skills Center is way below the norm. So we're doing some things right there. And if we can continue to move that forward and expand the program, there are some that come out of prison who do have the abilities and the skills to do and be a contributor to society.
Let's talk a little more about some of what Governor Pritzker talked about today. Maybe I'm just a card-carrying skeptic after spending the smallest of amounts of time here at the state capitol, but I kind of got the impression that, at least from his words, that he's willing to stand up to the likes of the Speaker Madigans of the world. But I guess maybe I've heard enough about Illinois government to know that maybe that's easier said than done. What do you think?
Well, I think Speaker Madigan's been around a long time.
And therein lies the problem.
Well, I think he has groomed a lot of governors in his manner and his liking. And I hope that our incoming governor can better handle Speaker Madigan and possibly get some of the right things moved forward.
One of the things I thought about was when Governor Pritzker talked about presenting a balanced budget. We heard Governor Rauner say that before, but as I would recall it, Democrats might have been the problem to actually passing a balanced budget.
Well, certainly we're a roadblock there for a couple years, but I think both parties were to blame. I think that you have to come to agreement, and fortunately we were able to get a budget passed last year. And 2 years ago, did have some substantial tax increases to them. And, you know, the governor has talked about a new tax system, a more aggressive tax system. And, you know, always be careful when those words are spoken of where this new tax could go.
Yeah, he spoke about maybe a sort of a progressive, more of a progressive type system where more high money makers like him would pay more into the system. I can't imagine a guy who makes a lot of money wanting to pay more in taxes. But then again, I can't imagine the middle class wanting to pay more in taxes either.
Well, I certainly don't want to pay more in taxes. I can find a lot more people who don't want to pay than do pay.
You might be looking at one. I don't know.
I'm sure. Looking around this room, there's a lot of us. But, you know, I have had people say, well, I agree I should pay more taxes. But I've also heard more say that enough is enough, and I'm at that point too, that I believe enough is enough. And I think you know, we look at some of the mandates we put on our schools, that's where we increase our burden on our schools, is with our unfunded mandates, with our townships, with our counties. That's where we have to be careful at our local level, is that we don't keep pushing these unfunded mandates to the local levels.
Pritzker certainly talked about better funding education, but then again, so did Governor Rauner.
And the Governor Rauner did back up his with additional funding. We heard Superintendent Sornberger talk on your radio station this morning from Rova, how he's able now to pay some things and do some things he hadn't been able to do in the past. And I've been happy to be a part of that, to support the education funding at the primary and secondary levels. So we are doing some good things at our local schools, but I think there's some more that we need to do.
I could probably talk to you more about all this, but I'm almost out of time. But I know you just took your oath for a second term last week. That's got to be a good feeling.
It is. It's a great feeling to have the support of the 74th District and certainly Knox County and Henry and Mercer and Bureau and Lee to have that support. And I'm looking forward to continue my service here at in Springfield, and you know, I'm always just a phone call away from anyone who would like to talk or voice a concern.
Real quickly, you talked about better looking to better improve your Lyme disease legislation. What are some of your other priorities looking forward this term?
Well, I've got some veterans legislation I'm going to be pushing, expanding our license plates. We've got those veterans between the Korean War and the Vietnam War that have been called the gray period veterans, who have always been taking the back seat. And I think they deserve a license plate, too. They were there ready to go if they needed. Also have some legislation. You might remember last summer when we had the Run for the Fallen pass through Galesburg.
Yes.
They had the remembrance flag. Well, I'm going to try and get some legislation. We make that our state remembrance flag in honor of all our veterans who have fallen, and just to have it posted or fly it on just certain days out of the year.
If I didn't know any better, you're kind of taking the lead on a lot of issues that your predecessor, Don Moffitt, worked on a lot during his time in office.
Well, as I've said many times, Don and Carolyn have been Tammy and mine's mentors throughout this journey, and I still enjoy catching up with Don and him providing advice as we move forward, too.
All right. State Representative Dan Swanson, good to see you in the almost the belly of the beast here once again. I'm sure we'll probably be talking once the state of the state and budget addresses and all that stuff comes up here soon.
Absolutely. Looking forward to those times, Will, and safe travels heading home.
Thanks so much, State Representative Dan Swanson on Galesburg's Evening News. We'll go back to Galesburg for sports and business news and more next on WGIL.